she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I save my pennies
and I save my dimes. Meow, 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 meow. Saturday Morning Test Drive. I didn't really go with the beat, did it? Good morning, everybody. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Clearly, we have already had our coffee. Your hosts, as we're here every week, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Hiya. Feel free to give us a call. Phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, if that's more your style, 43733 from your phone. Or you can call Autoflex. They're open for your business. And what are the numbers, David?
817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. And to look at all the great cars we have or follow along on the stories we're doing today, you can go to Autoflex Leasing's autoflex.com site, like our Facebook page. Almost did it again. Mm-hmm. Like our Facebook page and follow along with the stories that we're doing and a lot of other cool automotive stories and some great videos on the Facebook page.
Including this story. We all love technology and it's great to have the newest and the best and the most high-tech things in your car. But at some point, you reach a line where Big Brother is almost too intrusive.
Well, it's your information. First of all, it's your info. Where you drive, how long you drive, how fast you drive, where you stop, how long you've been there. That's all your information, right?
Right.
But it's not private. Ford, a couple of weeks ago, we had it on the show, the story on the show, they had a bit of a faux pas when they said, hey, listen, Ford knows where you are, and when you speed, we know it. Well, the reality is they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sync system in your Ford, you've already, by virtue of having that system, signed off on giving them a right to that information for all you guys out there driving around that didn't realize you'd given them that right.
I didn't until I read that. I'm okay with it, though.
Yeah.
And frankly, if you're already out and about, it's not so private, you know?
Well,
yeah,
it's the
that's
record,
my Canadian.
It's the record of where you've been and how long you stayed and where you how fast you drove.
Right.
That and how
I can
long,
still tell how fast you're driving when you're passing me.
How long do they get to keep that, and what do they get to do with it? Right now, they can track your location. They can track places visited. They can track what time of day it was. They can track vehicle performance. They can track driving frequency. They can track the actions while you're driving. And that can be from a nav system or wireless devices or information like through your phone and when it links to the car. Now, you got a black box, and it's going to track speed and braking and seatbelt usage, but that rewrites over itself every few moments. So that doesn't last forever, and that's used sometimes in cases of accident investigation, that kind of thing. The information I'm talking about is every Saturday morning you get up and take the kids to soccer. And to do that, you have to pass two or three fast food places, and all of them would love to advertise to you. And that's where it gets really sticky. Do you want that coming in your car?
Not if I'm on a diet.
Okay.
Can you, you know, because truly if they do see where you're stopping and where you're going, I wouldn't mind being told about a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would like to be able to shut certain things off at certain times.
So it's not a distraction.
Or so that it isn't a, you know.
Like an enticement?
Yeah.
I know.
Because I'm starting Monday, I'm eating salads.
Nice. See, but you need coupons for salads.
But no, I'm going to fix, I know, I'm going to prepare, I'm going to plan this out, I'm not going to be going on the fly. Anyway.
But we digress.
Of course.
So, we're good at that.
There's a there's been recently a big, big story of the National Security Agency and the leaks of information that they didn't want out. Well, how much of your information do you want leaked out? I mean, maybe you have something you do every day you don't want everyone to know about. Guess what? If you do it by using your car, they're going to know about it. Other people will. How long can they keep the information? Say you're parked in a parking lot talking on your cell phone, and the 7-Eleven around the corner from you is robbed.
Mm.
Well, now,
call 911.
The information of where your car was and it being parked in that parking lot at the exact same time of the robbery is available. Now, obviously, if you didn't rob them, that's fine. But what happens when all kinds of things happen as a result of that information being available?
cops come knocking on your door. Your neighbors are looking out the window going, why are the cops at their house?
Exactly. Maybe they surround your house.
Yeah.
You know? So there's just...
come out with your hands up. Bring the money from 7-Eleven.
No one will be harmed. So there's a lot of information to be had and a lot to be distributed and held and almost no rules. It's sort of like the Wild West right now when it comes to information because the Supreme Court really hasn't ruled on it and most states haven't ruled on it. So it's just out there and people can use it for whatever means.
Well, who can access it? I know we've talked about the insurance companies looking at it, but what if a husband suspects his wife of cheating or vice versa?
Exactly.
They can look too?
Well, if they have the ability to, they can. And people that want to find out something bad enough, they'll find
a way. Yeah.
So maybe you do wonder where your wife goes in the afternoon when you think she's going to the gym.
Right.
Aha. You know? So
she's really going just to jack in the box.
Just find my iPhone on her cell phone. And you'll know where she's
going. Find my iPhone on her cell phone.
Yeah.
There you go.
That phone. Put one of those little things on her. On her car, go to the little spy store.
Yeah.
So this last week.
Why has it got to be the girl cheating anyway?
Well, I'm just, either way. Yeah. This last week, the government announced that they would mandate rules for wireless communication between cars, which means your car would talk to other cars, which would talk to red lights or stop signs or traffic areas and the cars, it would help them not to have collisions. It would help avoid accidents and that kind of thing. But there's all that information again.
Right.
Out there that somebody has.
I'm with Tammy, though. I feel like, first of all, I have nothing to hide. And secondly, we're already on surveillance cameras at every stoplight we're at and every building we walk into. I mean, almost everywhere you go, you're being watched anyway. I don't think somebody's physically watching you the whole time, but there's a way to go back and look at the tape.
Got a smartphone?
If they're watching me, here it is.
Do you know your smartphone is tracked everywhere it goes?
I believe it.
No, and you can turn it off.
How do you turn it off?
You can go into your settings and turn off the tracking of your smartphone. You can turn off the exchange of information between your phone and the carrier or the manufacturer. You can go in and turn all that stuff off, but they don't really tell you about that.
No, I want all that there. I feel like it will save me. God forbid something terrible happens.
I do turn off location services on Twitter and things because if you're tweeting from your home, then suddenly people have your home address.
Listen, I think turning that off would also alert them to a whole new thing, and then all of a sudden the spotlight's on you. Because why are you turning it off? What are you hiding?
Because you want your privacy.
Ugh.
The only thing
I want my privacy. Right. I do.
I'm not hiding anything, but I wouldn't want them to see how many times I go through the fast food drive-thru. Like if it's two or three times in one day, I'd be so embarrassed that people
knew
that.
All they have to do is look at my waistline.
Okay, well, now here's the thing. Now everyone knows in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm just saying.
I know. I thought it was just the four of us talking.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, you can disable the submission of the sync info.
Okay.
So in case you didn't know that, you can go in and disable that. I'm not sure how. I know how to do it on my phone because I looked it up.
You can read the owner's manual or look for it on YouTube, surely.
Yeah, you can probably watch it. Yeah, there's YouTube for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or just run by the Ford store.
Anyway. Yeah,
they'll help you.
No big answers, but a lot of big questions when it comes to this information and what is shared and what is held. And again, the question is, it's your information. The question is, who else has it and how long can they keep it?
Now,
because this could stay for years and could come back and essentially bite you years later.
Mm-hmm. The downside of this, or the upside for the factory downside for the driver that's driving their car the way they shouldn't, is that it's recorded in there and it will tell the factory, no, you didn't change your oil and you were driving like this and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. So no, we're not going to pay for that.
Right.
And I happen to know on a BMW M3, at least back in the day, you couldn't drive over a certain speed for the first 1,000 miles.
Right.
You couldn't drive it like you want to drive your M3.
Right.
And if you did, that information would be recorded. And if anything ever happened during the warranty period, guess what?
It would negate the warranty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things I would have to explain to my customers. If you do XYZ before 1,000 miles,
right,
you could be costing yourself a lot of money.
Another thing I've thought about before in my car, when you're on Bluetooth, you know, there's a speaker. I've accidentally hit that emergency button before, mm-hmm. and suddenly a voice just came out of nowhere.
Right.
BMW service, how may I help you? And I was like, what? Who's in my car? But somebody could always be listening.
I know.
Because I didn't have to push a button to talk back. She just heard what I was saying.
Okay, so how about Dell Computers? If you have a Dell computer with a camera on it, and most people do, Dell got in a lot of trouble a couple of years ago because their techs were watching people. Because they could activate that.
I'm pretty sure I would watch people too.
How do you sit around when you're working on your laptop at the house late
in
at
pajamas.
Night, early in the morning? Sure. Or not.
Yeah. Even worse.
Burrito.
Right. Yeah, that's probably one place I don't want people spying on me is when I'm sitting in my jammies looking on the internet.
But it's okay if they spy on you when you're in your car.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because I usually don't have jammies on in the car.
Because she's either has her makeup on or she's putting it on.
Right.
That is true.
And talking, usually the latter.
And talking on the phone.
Exactly. Yeah. Lane, what do you think about this? Are you okay with it?
I don't usually ever have a problem with that because I don't have anything to hide. It doesn't make me uncomfortable knowing people are spying on me. But the camera thing on the computer, that is...
That's freaky.
That's a little step too far. I don't mind the phone calls in the car, but that's a little too far. Yeah.
Wouldn't the light come on your computer camera, though?
Nope. That's why they got in such trouble.
Wasn't that in American Pie or something? I mean, that is, they've done little spoofs on stuff like that where just your home computer, you've got your camera on. And
right.
Somebody's,
mm-hmm. Oh, but anyway, it's scary to think about.
Just, you know what? We should all behave like cameras are on us.
All the time.
And let me tell you, just be a different world.
Yeah, we'd be a better society.
I think we're all safe. That's not going to happen.
Well, there are kind of, when you're out in public, there are cameras around.
That's
true.
You
really need to think about that. You don't.
And someone's always recording, too. There's always some bystander who's got their phone out. Taping whatever's going on, however boring or lame it may be.
How about the judge that was that had the case dismissed against him this week because he made the camera videos of his either fiance or girlfriend throwing herself out of the car and then blaming him for it? She actually threw herself out of his moving car, and he was smart enough that he taped her.
Yeah, that is smart.
Yeah.
Sometimes it comes in handy.
Sometimes.
All right, let us know what you think. Send us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733 or call us 877-881-1053. Are you okay with this? We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane, and me, Sybil. Phone number to the studio, 877-881-1053, AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex, maybe you are looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, ask about Save Money Mondays. What are the numbers and what's all that about, David?
Well, the numbers are 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 out of the area. AutoFlex.com, if you want to see those Save Money Monday cars today, those cars are cars that will be sent to auction on Tuesday. We offer them to the public one day on Monday, and it's a great list of cars. You can see them at AutoFlex.com, or if you go to either location, there'll be some of them there.
That's right. So take advantage of that. Save yourself some money. And you can even get a sneak peek before Monday. So I've always loved the Ford commercials with Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. I just think he's so funny. He's really talented at what he does. He goes and he just gets himself in these crazy situations. And I've always liked these commercials, but looks like I've got some bad news coming my way.
You know, he's been their spokesman for 7 years. And this last week, Ford announced longtime pitchman Mike Rowe, host of Dirty Jobs, is not going to be their spokesman anymore. And there is a lot of controversy online, if you're a gearhead, about this. Because Mike Rowe was a guy that everyone associated with. Men liked him because he was a manly man.
Yeah.
Women liked him because he was a square-jawed, good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he always liked, yeah.
And that's why I liked him.
And he always shot from the hip. You know, he was just a straight guy.
And he's funny.
And he is funny. For whatever reason, though, Ford has decided they're going to go a different direction, so Mike Rowe will no longer be the Ford spokesperson. You've probably seen the very last of him.
Aww.
He announced that on the Glenn Beck show this last week. He was the one to announce it.
Who's going to replace him?
I don't know what direction they're going. I'm sure they're doing a whole new ad campaign.
Maybe women or something, because you'd have to go completely opposite. How else are you going to replace good-looking, talented, and funny?
Don't know. Don't know. AutoFlex Leasing fan text, is the Elio vehicle real and do you think it will be viable? Good question. Here's how to find out. Go to AutoFlex, like our Facebook page, and you'll find a story on the Elio. I did not get it for the air this morning, but the Elio is certainly real, and whether or not it actually makes it to production will probably be more economic than anything else.
I got my hand raised, Mr. Blessing Game. What is the Elio?
Go to Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page and click
We're
on it.
We're not doing it. There's
a story. They're cute little cars, and they're mostly green.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Can we talk Fiskars then and Karmas?
Yeah, we can talk Fiskars and Karmas.
Non-eco. Ex-eco.
Waxan Group of China, this last week, and they got the rights to Fisker and the battery company A123, they announced that they were going to form a partnership with VL, which is Bob Lutz's company that he formed, to put Corvette LT1 engines in Fiskars. So here we have the green car of the world that managed to get $500 million out of the government, almost $500 million to build green cars. That went up in flames, yeah. They went bankrupt, and so Waxang has bought them. Waxang is forming a partnership with Lutz's company to put LT1 Corvette engines in them, which is the opposite, the polar opposite of how they sold the car to begin with. Now, Waxang says they're also going to be building the battery-operated or the hybrid car, and they're going to continue building that. They're going to be building them where they built them all along, though, in Finland. So it's a little weird. We gave this company all this money to build cars, and they built them in Finland.
It doesn't seem right.
Anyway.
I don't know. I'm still about free enterprise and just get it from independent businesses.
Investors.
I don't understand.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Economics major.
It's a really good thing for Waxan because they're going to sell these cars for $180,000. Now, the original Fisker was $100,000, which is a lot of money. And it may be, by the way, the Fisker, in case you haven't seen one, look online, look one up. Maybe the best-looking car I've ever seen.
It is a beautiful body
style. It's fabulous.
Style.
And Lutz has figured out a way, along with his partner, to put Corvette engines in them, which means that they will be a fabulous car that will go 200 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, it won't be very green. It mostly will be very fast.
It'll take a lot of green to get one.
They can sell a lot of them.
How much?
$180,000. That's right. Hey, Waxang's out of China. China's got more millionaires than the United States does, I think.
And how much was the Fisker Karma while it was still just the green car?
$100,000.
Okay. Yeah. Another $80,000 to make it a Corvette.
Yeah. A lot of people might remember it because Justin Bieber had that chrome-colored one.
Actually, it was a stainless steel car.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, crazy.
It was so shiny and bright, and I think it ended up getting banned or something because people were getting their reflection in.
We were just talking about that.
He couldn't keep it running.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio had one, too.
He still got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He might get that
sure
new...
he doesn't park it in the garage if he's smart. He'd go ahead and leave it a few hundred feet from the house.
Bursts into flames?
I'm just saying.
Okay, now you have to understand who Lutz is, too. Lutz was the CEO of General Motors for years. He was with General Motors for many years while GM built the big muscle cars, and he's not really big on green. He's mostly big on commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me read a quote. This is
the
not
other
us.
Green.
This is not me. This is Bob Lutz's quote. So let me give him credit for this. He said, some greenies are already hyperventilating on blogs over the obscenity of converting this earth-friendly electric car to gas. What they don't realize is that their fanatical all-organic tofu enthusiasm isn't shared by the bulk of luxury car-buying public. So, Lutz doesn't mince words.
Well, you don't have to go.
No, I know. He's a little extreme
far.
The other direction, do you think? Anyway, if you want to buy one, they will be available sometime, probably in the 2015-2016 year. And they'll be available in the United States, Europe, and in China.
You know what their commercial should be? They should put a Corvette and the new Fisker Karma with the V8 engine side by side and let them drag race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because then Karma wins, people are going to want it.
Well, people are going to want it anyway.
Well, they should see how far one can drive, too. Like a really long race.
That'd be funny.
Can't stop for fuel. We just race till you stop.
Mm-hmm.
See who was going, who was winning when the engine just quit going.
Oh, that would stink.
Okay, so you mentioned the Save Money Monday cars earlier, and I didn't want to mention this because most people don't understand what we would send to auction. And some people think that maybe it's just all old beat-up cars or it's cars that are just you couldn't sell. But let me tell you what they are real quickly. Our Save Money Monday cars, a 2013 Chevrolet Tahoe, a 2013 Ford Edge, a 2014 Ford Focus, a 2011 Honda CR-V, a 2011 Mini Cooper Coupe. coupe. So there is a broad, broad selection of cars, everything from 2005 to 2014 in these groups. Now, here's the other thing. There's not that many. We usually send 8 to 10 cars a week to auction. So there's not a lot of them, but we know we're going to sell them at wholesale when they get to auction on Tuesday. We go ahead and offer them at a greatly reduced price to the public on Mondays. That's why it's called Save Money Monday. Give us a call. Let us know if you're interested in one of those cars. We have a special phone number for the Save Money Monday cars. It's 866-655-0655. 866-655-0655. Call that number if you're interested in one of the Save Money Monday cars, and we'll be glad to help you.
That's right. I wonder if you could call and ask about Jeep Grand Cherokees. I bet you could.
Well, we often talk about unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they apply to rules that are made. Sometimes they apply to things we do. And in this case, they apply to software because Jeep had a problem and they decided to fix it. It was a software glitch on their cars, which required them to do what they call reflash their final drive. In other words, they bring the cars in, they hook them up to the computer from the factory, and it resets the transmission settings in the Jeep. And this is on the 2005 through 2010 Grand Cherokees and 2006 through 2010 Jeep Commanders. Funny thing happened, though.
Mm?
When they brought them in to reset them, when they left, all of a sudden the check engine light would come on. And the check engine light would let them know that there was another problem on the car that no one ever knew about to begin with. That affected the transmission. Now, that wouldn't be so bad, except it cost $800 to $1,000 to fix that other problem, which would have been repairable at no cost had you caught it while it was in warranty. But these cars are mostly out of warranty now. So Jeep calls all these cars in. They say, hey, we got a little problem. We're going to plug it in. It's going to be great. They plug it in, and all of a sudden, now you got a problem that's going to cost you $800 to $1,000 to fix, and it's your problem. It's not theirs because the car's out of warranty. Now, Jeep being a good company, they are going to look at an individual situation for everyone that comes in that has this problem, and they will deal with it individually. And it says they will pay for some, quote, some of the repairs.
Okay, so it's a case-by-case basis.
Case-by-case.
But, yeah, it's such a domino effect. That kind of thing happens all the time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They didn't know what they were doing when they did it.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is the phone number, and the Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733.
Some people text us weird things, too. Strange, weird things.
Wrong number.
Yes.
I want to say I did.
Sorry, I didn't mean to send you this.
I want to say I did think about a different commercial for this new car.
Oh?
I was thinking you could have a Fisker and a Corvette driving straight toward each other, and they could crash.
Yeah.
And then out of the explosion
comes the new Fisker with the Corvette engine.
The Destino.
Destino.
Yeah.
Okay, now they're probably going to do that, so we'll have to, let's get a lawyer now.
Everybody heard you trademark that. Trademark, patent, whatever.
February 22nd, 2014, we got it down.
Exactly, at 9:30, exactly. 9:30 a.m.
Not a hard or really unique commercial to come up with, though, really.
It's good, though. And you've got a bunch of witnesses, like all three of our listeners.
Lutz won't care.
And they...
He won't care.
Want to destroy one of the karma bodies.
Yeah.
Like, well, no. I don't
probably
really
not
going to crash.
Destroy one of the
we
karma bodies. The Corvette would probably be in bad shape, but the karma may be fine. Okay.
I mean, in the crash.
Real quickly, I want to talk about cars and leases because we talk to people every week that are in leases that have problems. And leasing is a really easy thing to do. And if you're going to drive a car for between 3 and 5 years, it's the least expensive way to drive the car. Just because you're only going to pay for the part of the car you're going to use. So we figure out what it's going to be worth at the end of the lease. We subtract that from the price of the car, and you pay for the difference. if it's going to be worth $10,000 when you trade it in, we subtract $10,000 when we figure the financing, and you make payments on the balance, or $10,000 less than you would if you bought the whole car. In today's numbers, that's really $20,000 or $25,000 that you don't pay for. But a lease is a contract, and it's designed to be in for a specific number of miles and a specific amount of time. And we talk to so many people that have been told, oh, you can get out early. Oh, don't worry about the term. Listen, I don't want to keep the car but 3 years. I'd like a 3-year lease. Oh, we're going to ride it for longer, but we take everyone out early. Run when you hear that, because we talk to people every week that are 3 years and a week into that lease. And guess what? You can get out, but it costs thousands of dollars. On lease contracts, there is a box about halfway down the contract, and it says, warning, early termination of this lease may cost you thousands of dollars. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please read the contract, folks. There is no easy out to anything. A lease is a contract. When you sign a contract. And no matter what a salesman tells you, it's still a contract, and you still got to live with it. So we hear from these folks, and they're upset because they've been told one thing, and they've found out another. If you've been told that, give us a call. We'll try to work with you. The one thing we won't do is we won't tell you anything that's not correct.
Right.
Okay. Moving right along, the Dodge diesel pickup, you could order one last week for the first time. They're going to use a diesel engine that is being made by Fiat. It is evidently a good, solid engine, develops 240 horsepower, but more importantly, 420 pounds-feet of torque, which means it's strong, strong, strong. And in 3 days, dealers ordered 8,000 pickup trucks.
Wow.
That is like half a month's normal order for all of the pickups they got, and they ordered 8,000 of those trucks in 3 days. A lot of buzz on the street. It's the first half-ton pickup with a diesel since GM produced one back in the 90s. So it's really, really a big thing.
And it's now, a clean diesel.
It is a clean diesel, but the interesting thing about the clean diesel part is it has a urea tank on it, and it has to be refilled every 10,000 miles.
What is that?
That is urea, and they use it to lessen the pollutants from the diesel and make them eco-friendly.
Is urea what I think it is?
It is.
Wow.
It is the purest form thereof.
Really? Where are you supposed to get enough to fill up the whole tank?
Your local Dodge dealer.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I'm just saying.
You're not supposed to do
anyway.
That's really interesting.
I think any other source of urea would probably void your warranty.
Okay.
So, anyway, moving right along. Honda Accord has now beat Camry as the top-selling car in the U.S. to individuals. And this is a multifaceted story. Honda Accord and Toyota Camry go back and forth, back and forth. Who sells the most cars? Well, in 2013, American individuals bought 360,089 Honda Accords, and they only bought 342,007 Toyota Camrys. Now, overall sales, Camry beat Accord because Camry sells to rental fleets. So if you looked at the total number, Camry actually sold 408,484 cars, but that includes the fleets, rental car fleets. What does that do to the price of the cars? Honda doesn't sell to rental car fleets. Toyota Camrys are sold to rental car fleets. Honda Accords maintain more of their resale value. So if you're an individual and you're looking at those two cars and you're thinking about the total cost of ownership, the cost to buy it, and then how much you sell it for, the number between there is what it costs to own that car. Honda Accords cost less than Toyota Camrys now, because the resale value on the Honda is greater than the resale value on the Camry. That's why when we're counseling people on cars, a lot of times we'll tell them, just because the car costs less initially doesn't mean it's the best value, because the resale value on the car has everything to do with what the true value of the car is or how much it's really going to cost you. So this year, Camry beat Accord.
I feel like they...
Accord beat Camry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like they just kind of go back and forth. You know, like in the 80s and 90s, it was Accords everywhere, and Camrys were just kind of the back burner. And then it switched in the late 90s and 2000s, and now it's back with Accord.
Well, and it is, and here's the thing. As long as they continue to sell, if you're considering buying a car, before you buy it, go to the airport and look at the rent car fleets.
Yeah.
Because you probably will not get the best value if you buy a car that's in one of those fleets. Not saying the car is good or bad. It can be a great car. But the more of them they put on the street, the more of them will come off, which raises the supply of the pre-owned car, which lowers its value.
Mm-hmm.
So if you looked at Accord, Accord right now has the highest residual value among mid-sized cars in 2013. Camry's not even in the top three.
Wow.
So, incentives. Ford has raised the incentives on their Fusion because their inventories have grown and grown and grown. In fact, their inventories on Fusion is higher than it's ever been. Several Ford dealers, and this story came out of Automotive News, several Ford dealers that were interviewed said, we got a zillion Fusions and they keep sending them to us. And so Ford has raised the incentive to sell more Fusions. Now, when you look at why more Fusions haven't sold, you have to look at the whole market and all of the four-door sedans, the smaller four-door sedans. And guess what? None of the four-door sedans have sold like they expected them to in the last 6 months. Guess why?
Rental fleets, like what you just described.
Worst winter in years.
Ah.
Four-door sedans don't do well on ice. And so when people are out buying cars, if they had trouble getting to the dealership, what do they want?
A car that drives well on ice.
A 4x4.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you looked at a Ford Fusion all-wheel drive, it actually cost more than a Jeep Cherokee base 4x4. Because the Fusion all-wheel drive is only offered in their top line. A lot of people flipped over and got little 4x4s and didn't buy the sedans. So the sedans, really across the board, haven't sold as well. Nissan Altima's got high incentives right now. There's a lot of cars that have high incentives just because those little four-door sedans didn't sell well because it was icy most places. Even as far down as like Charlotte and Atlanta, people had to deal with ice for the very first time. That had a big bearing on whether they bought cars or not that were four-door sedans, rear-wheel drives.
It's amazing how quickly that can take effect. I mean, that the whole ice thing just happened within the last couple of months.
Well, but it, you know, if you start looking at the north, it's been going on for a little while up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really been impactful this year because it's been so severe, so much snow, so much ice.
And everywhere, too. Nationwide. Lots of Autoflex Leasing fan techs coming in at 43733. What's y'all's opinion on the new Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Well, you know, I like the Grand Cherokee. In fact, I like it better than Consumer Reports does. Consumer Reports really, really panned the car. The people that I know that have that car are very happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
They like the economy. They like the ride. It's certainly a good-looking car. It's spacious on the interior. The interior is a lot nicer than it used to be.
Someone told me I was at a conference this past week in New Jersey, which I have to tell you a couple things about New Jersey that I thought were interesting to driving.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ladies there did not like it at all. She didn't like the exterior of the car, the lights. She thought they were too narrow or, you know, squashed down and thin. She didn't like the front grill. I like it.
Yeah. I need to look at a picture of it. But what did you not like about the driving in New Jersey?
Oh, it wasn't that I didn't like it. No left turns in New Jersey. You make jug handle turns. Or maybe even a Michigan left turn if you have to. But they don't allow just a left turn or a normal U-turn. Like my GPS was telling us to go up, make a U-turn, but you can't make left turns there.
Weird.
What's a jug handle turn?
Well, it's kind of, or a throughway. If you know what a throughway, it's similar to an exit ramp on a throughway.
Okay.
So you go kind of, you exit, and then you curve around.
So it's like a left-hand turn in Mexico, maybe. In Mexico, you make a left-hand turn from the far right.
Oh-ish.
No, it works because they stop traffic going straight ahead,
uh-huh.
and they turn the left turn light on, and people don't have T-bone crashes that way.
Yeah.
Because you're coming from all the way across, and then you're making your left
turn. It's not exactly.
And there's no traffic coming from the other direction.
I know what you're talking about, but they didn't have the same setup on the roads. They had these jug handles. It was bizarre. But then we were driving somewhere else, and they made a left. I said, I thought you could make, well, some places you can. It was a light where you could make this left turn, but it was not across traffic where there wasn't a light or something.
Gotcha. Right.
Another thing, no pumping your own gas in the state of New Jersey.
Ooh, I like that.
They have people pump your gas.
Well, so that's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is a, you know, gas station workers union issue, or as one of the ladies there told me, a lot of pump and runs.
It eliminates that.
Oh.
That's true.
Pump and runs.
I like that, though, because if it's bad weather, I don't like to get out anyway. That's one of my least favorite things to do is have to go get gas. So yeah. That's perfect.
And I put on those rubber gloves.
Yeah. We should do that here in Texas. Come on, y'all.
Yeah. Get rid of those pump and runs.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. How often does that happen here? I'd be curious to know from gas station owners or
yeah, if you're listening in, you're fan text us and 43733 at the Autoflex fan.
How often does that happen here?
Do we have pump and runs?
Do we have pump and runs?
I thought that had to do with dating. But anyway.
OMG.
Okay. What car would you suggest to help portray my lack of success and ineptness with the ladies? That's an actual fan text. You know, I don't know. Maybe the Fiat?
Toyota Yaris.
Yaris would be a good car. Yeah. If there are any Pintos left, they were great for that.
Ford Focus, maybe?
No, Ford Focus is really cool looking now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How about a bus pass?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Or a moped.
Yeah.
Moped would be good.
All right. That's all we got. Sorry.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Everybody start dancing. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your hosts, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Hello, hello, hello. Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733. Or if you want to call Autoflex, today's a great way to do it, a great day to do it, I should say. And there's two ways to do it. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, according to where you are. 888-234-1234, if it doesn't matter where you are. And you can always go to autoflex.com, see all our great cars there. You can set up a test drive at autoflex.com if you want to drive maybe the cars we talked about, a Fusion and an Accord and a Camry. We'll line them up side by side for you. You can drive them all at once. You can apply for a lease online. Maybe the best thing, you can get an actual black book appraisal on your car free at autoflex.com. And that doesn't mean they're going to send you a note and say, send us all your information. We'll tell you what your car's worth.
Right.
You'll actually get a free black book appraisal on your trade-in. So if you're wondering if you can trade yet, it's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we've got an Autoflex Leasing fan text having to do with that. Says, my sister has a car that she wants to sell. It's a 2011 Altima, 3.5, 55,000 miles. She doesn't need it anymore. She's got another car. What should she do? Is it a good time to sell it? Yes, it's a great time to sell that car. Maybe the best time. You don't want to wait a whole lot longer because it's going to start losing a little more value the older it gets. And it's really, really prime. An 11 with 55,000 miles, that's a great car. A lot of ways to sell that. One thing to think about, if you used it as a trade, you're going to get tax credit for the value of the car. So if you sell it yourself, you have to figure in, what am I going to save in sales taxes by trading it in, or what am I going to get more for it? And you compare those two numbers and just see if it's the best way. You can put the car online. You can sell the car a number of different ways.
And if you are going to sell your car, let me give you a couple of tips. You need to get it ready just like a car dealer does with a pre-owned car. It needs to be reconditioned if you want top dollar, because I've sold my own car and people want to pick it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy, and they'll start picking it apart while they're still on the phone. They've never seen your car, and they're going to start negotiating with you, you know, to come down $2,000. And you're like, wait a minute, you haven't even seen this perfect car. So if it has any hail dings, door dings, scrapes on the bumpers, if your tires are bald, and before you're going to retail that car, you need to spend money. That's the downside of selling a car on your own. So you've got to think about the time invested and whether or not you want to meet the public and become a salesperson, because there's a little bit of stress that goes along with that if it's not your regular job, if you're not prepared for it. We love customers. We love all of that, and we like to recondition the car, but you may not want to.
Right.
So and I've got a little bit more information about the pumping gas. 1949 is when that law was enacted. It was not anything recent, and it was to keep people safe from injury at a gas station.
In New Jersey where they don't allow you to pump your own gas?
Right, and the only other state is Oregon, and they enacted that law in 1951. They've tried to change that law several times over the years, but nope, they have not been able to. But the other thing is, because the reason the gas is not more expensive either is because they keep the gas tax low, which then deprives the state from money, so I don't know what the thing is.
And we were talking about this in the break. Do you know who makes most of the money on gasoline? And this is really interesting because it's true. Everyone would think maybe the gas station does because they make money, and or the refinery does. Actually, the government makes more money off gasoline than anyone else.
Shocker.
They tax it, and their tax is pure, and they get all of that money. And it's percentage-wise, the actual government makes more money off gasoline than anyone, than the refiner, than the seller, than the anyone. And that's how it works. interesting fan text here. What is your evaluation of the Fiat 500L four-door? Haven't driven it.
Nope.
Don't know a thing about it. I do have some people I know of that have driven it. They weren't terribly impressed by it. But it's a very inexpensive car. So I think you got to look at what you pay for what you get.
You know what we need to do? We need to get some of these less expensive Econo Box cars. Sorry, I just go ahead and classify everything in there. Include those cars and look at the money, and we can review those. The big thing, we'll not only review them for you guys, this will be an upcoming thing, so we'll have to put this together, but we'll also tell you what your future value, your residual value is. We'll look at the lease numbers for you and tell you what the banks are predicting that future value to be, because that's what the car costs you, is what you're going to, the long term is what's it worth later, because you have to go ahead and subtract that, and then you've got your true cost.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what are your thoughts on the Ford Fiesta ST? I like the car. I like the looks of the car. It's a pretty car. It's a small car.
I don't have a thought yet. That's one of those I'd have to compare.
It's a good-looking car. Also, the Jeep Cherokee has a bad tranny. We're familiar with that. They've gotten some bad press on it. Part of what they're dealing with on that is a software fix. So that's certainly a consideration, though, and thank you for letting us know. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, FYI, Highway 75 North is closed at exit 428. The casino will have to wait. Thank you. I'm sure that everyone will be aware of that. Oh, I'm sorry. That's exit 42B. There you go.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Also, eastbound on 635, don't do it. Because I don't think it's opened back up yet. They've got it down to one lane, so you're just not going to move through there quickly.
Yeah.
Might as well take Spring Valley or Forest or something. Just stay off of there if you're eastbound.
Mm-hmm. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, my sister has bought, a lot of sisters, my sister has just leased a car. It's apparent she's already going to run over on her mileage. What can we do? Back to the contract thing. Once you sign a lease contract, you're bound by that contract for the miles, for the term, for everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to run more miles, it's not life and death, and there may be a good way out. Probably not right now, because the car loses about 25-30% of its value when you take delivery of it. So it's going to take a while to pay that down to a point that it may be more practical to trade. There will be a point somewhere in there that you'll be able to trade the car and maybe not lose very much money. Give us a call. Let us know where you're at. We'll be glad to work with you on that. That's what we do.
Because we can kind of monitor that all along. We have people that get into a situation and they want out of it, so we'll just look at it every several months. Another thing to keep in mind is anything could change during that lease term. She may move closer to the office. The car could get in an accident and be totaled, and then doesn't matter. It's gone. It gets turned in. But if you get to the very end and you've gone over, we can help you then find another vehicle. If you don't have the cash to just give it to the bank, we'll find a vehicle with a rebate where we can give you the rebate money, and then you can settle your over mileage with that other lease.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, back to our customer selling, or our listener selling the car. I've already taken your advice, took great care of the car, top to bottom, always garage kept. Do you buy cars outright? Yes, we do. We sell a lot more pre-owned cars, or flex buy a lot more pre-owned cars than we could possibly trade for. So we are always interested in looking at very clean cars to put on the lot for resale. So if you'd like to, you could give us a call, come by one of the locations. We'll be glad to look at the car, and if it fits our needs and we can meet your needs, we'll make a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the flex buy. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter says, I wanted to do a lease to own on the 2014 Ram Power Wagon when that comes out. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have leases available on that. I'm not familiar with the, I don't know what the resale will be right now, so I don't know how efficient it'll be, but certainly, we can lease the car. Just give us a call when it comes out, and we'll be glad to do it.
I understand the lease to own, so you can call me direct, and I'll put you with somebody who can take care of you on that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, we've got a couple minutes left, so let's tell some of our... I always like to end the show on a happy, fun note. So let's talk about some of these quick stories about... things that are going on in other parts of the world.
Well, in England, a man attacked a car dealership with an axe and a knife because he was unhappy with a Porsche that they had sold him 10 years before.
Well, he sounds like a perfectly sane gentleman.
James Hyatt of Saffron Walden, which is really a real place somewhere in England, went absolutely nuts on Henlow car sales after declaring that the Porsche it sold him a decade ago was no good. And he then attacked the dealership itself, smashing an office window inside and the back window of a BMW parked on their lot. He then went across the street and attacked a perfectly innocent Land Rover by slashing the tires. He was arrested very, very quickly and taken before a magistrate, where he was assigned to community service and a mental health treatment.
Yes, he needed that.
Evidently, if you're crazy town banana pants, if you're just nuts, you can get away with anything, right?
Right.
So now here's the other thing you have to note. He was previously arrested for leaving a severed deer's head on top of a grocery store cash register. So I think maybe he's not dealing with a full deck.
No, it certainly doesn't sound that way.
Reminds me of the story out of China where the guy smashed his own Lamborghini with a sledgehammer because he was not happy with the dealer's service there. I'm not sure who really won on that.
Exactly. One more quickie, and this one's out of Santa Cruz.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a dark side. A driver in Santa Cruz bought a new Tesla and actually had a horrible accident with it, and he blamed it on the new car smell. He said that he was in the car and driving, and the new car smell actually put him to sleep. And at that point, he ran into someone else, and they had a horrible accident. So
I think he was smelling something different.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what they call that killer new car smell, I think.
Listen, so this is kind of funny. Great show today. Y'all are awesome. P.S. We painted a number on the side of my sister's car because of her wreck.
That's fantastic.
So I guess she's one of those crash cars that competes in the... Or did you paint the number of wrecks that she's had so far?
That'd
with like
even
dot,
better.
Dot, dot after it waiting?
We have gotten a whole bunch of questions on leasing. We don't have time. Lane's telling us we have to go.
Call our office.
Call one of the offices, 817-972-234-1234. They'll answer your questions on the phone. Lots of experts there. Give them a call.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, as David just mentioned, autoflex.com. Thank you to Lane for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Go.